My name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Renee, I think a kind of a general question. We have someone that has had the virus about a little over 3 months ago, and then we had another lady that just tested positive today for the virus. This first lady was with her all morning, taking her to the doctor to see if she had it and blah, 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 blah. The lady that tested positive today was in our Sunday school class yesterday that we were all in. She had her mask on during Sunday school. My question is, if she's tested positive today, do we all need to quarantine?
Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Were you guys social distancing?
Well, she sat behind us in Sunday school, and I don't know that we were 6 feet.
Yeah, we're about 6 feet.
Her being behind us?
Yeah.
Okay, my husband says he thinks we were probably 6 feet.
Okay.
Now, our seating arrangement, they do set the chairs up in there to try to keep us social distancing from each other, yes. Husbands and wives sit together, but other than that, the chairs are set up to be social distancing, yes.
Okay, well, do you guys feel you've been exposed? Like, are you having coronavirus symptoms?
No, we're not. The lady that tested positive, she just tested positive today. However, she's had symptoms, like, for at least a week or so, and she just went and got tested. You know, but no, we don't have any symptoms today.
Okay.
But the lady that took her to the doctor was in the car with her. Now, they were not social distancing, but I'm sure they probably both had their mask on. But if the lady that was in the car with her, if she's already had it, even though it's been over 3 months,
she can definitely get it again, ma'am.
Well, I know, yes, that's what I'm saying. Since she was in the car with her, should she be social distancing from the rest of us?
I think she should, definitely. Because she's more so been a little, she was more so in contact with that woman.
Right, yes. She's had her, she just got her first vaccine shot yesterday. But I know that, you know, you just don't know. You know, you just don't. And see, my husband and I both have had cancer, so our immune system is not, I mean, it's not bad, but, you know, you just kind of worry.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, if you don't know what's going to happen if you, but you feel like she should be social distancing.
Yes.
Okay. What else? Do I need to ask anything else? Okay, I guess that's it.
Ma'am.
Okay, but you think if we were all 6 feet and didn't get, now she sat in church, she was on one side and a lot of us were on the other, and we do, our pews are separated, but unless we were in close contact, you think we're okay?
Yes, ma'am.
But see, I just thought maybe if you were in contact or in the same room, period, with anybody, you had to quarantine for 14 days.
I highly doubt that's exactly how it works, but I don't think the woman who has full-blown been tested and diagnosed with the positive should be out and about in that manner.
Yeah, well, she's not now. I mean, she's, you know, I'm surprised that she was even there Sunday. She's been sick, And she's been to the doctor like several times, and I don't know why in the world her doctor didn't tell her to go get tested, or why she didn't go get tested herself, because that's how sick she's been. You know, she's been like three or four times to the doctor, and they thought sinus, you know, which is what everybody thinks. You know, they give them shots for this and shots for that. But, okay, all right. Well, I think you've helped me out some. I appreciate it so much.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites, ADPH.org or CDC.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, you have a blessed day.
You too, ma'am.
Bye-bye.